What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 Cultivate. We are Cultivate.
It's your boy Sean.
What the fuck is up, Wikimaniacs? It's your boy Sean coming in hot with the intro music. No anxiety. It's 2022. I'm a pro now. Just kidding. The music's done. Anxiety is back up. The sound of silence is
I'll start
crippling.
It back up.
But what's up, Wikimaniacs? It's your boy, Sean. I'm with John and Josh. Say what's up, boys.
What's up, boys?
Hola.
Mm-hmm, perfect. And you know what you're listening to. You click play. This is Reddit on Wiki. We learn something new every week. We use Reddit and Wikipedia as our main sources of research. If you're listening to this, this is, what is this, January 31st?
Sure.
I will have just had a very successful live show with Shots and Thoughts and Wikimaniacs. If you tuned into that, I hope you had a good time. Peek behind the screen, that has not happened yet in real life. I do hope it goes well. Much anxiety will be there as well, but we'll get to that when we get to that. Anyways.
To be fair, you're really confident when you're in Shots and Thoughts.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I have full control over. This, I don't know what's happening a lot of the times. It's I have to do my own research.
The ones you edit.
I do edit. I do have control of the ones I host. But I mean, podcast-wise, I have to do zero research for Shots and Thoughts. I mean, I borderline do zero research for Reddit on Wiki, let's be honest. But
you do research?
I do research. I do research. I read before I read it on here, but I don't write
sometimes.
Anything, but I'll read
none
it
of
before.
The smut. He doesn't read any of the smut beforehand, though.
Yeah, no, I
read the first line.
I skim the smut, and I'm like, this is an acceptable length and girth, so we will read this on the pod.
And then we get halfway through, and you're like, I didn't know it was going to be this
disgusting.
Like, oh,
this is the worst thing we've ever done.
Apologies, Wikimaniacs.
Feverishly apologizing in the middle of the smut. But you guys know what's up. It's your boy hosting this episode. I already explained the show. I already said our name. So that means it's time to shout out the patrons, the people who pay our bills. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Real quick, John, shout them out real quick.
We got Vina. Mm. We got Lindsay.
Ooh.
We got Gabby.
Mm.
We got Aaron. And we got Taru.
Shout out to those five.
Shout out.
If you guys want to be shouted out as well on the podcast, you can hop on the Patreon. We got a bunch of tiers. I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory, but I do like explaining it because, you know, it feels nice to say.
Mansplain it to me, Sean.
Mansplain it to you. I will say, whenever mansplaining was a hot topic for a while, I was like, should I not explain anything ever? Like, I don't know what's the boundaries of.
I think there's definitely a line. know what I mean?
Don't talk over women for sure.
Yeah. And don't talk down.
Don't talk down to women for sure. But anytime I explain anything, I'm like, what if you already know this and I am being an asshole and I don't even know. So much anxiety explaining anything.
You just have anxiety constantly.
Yeah, you know, I don't have much anxiety in life until I talk about it on here, and I'm like, actually, I have lots of anxieties.
Sean is just a real life Nick Miller.
Yeah, there's the everything is wrong. There is no right.
Everything's there's a gray area for everything. Sean. Everything you're, is you're a, fine.
Yeah, but real quick breakdown of Patreon. We got the $1 tier that gets you access to our. Oh, you were just doing the $1. I feel you. I thought you were saying like pause.
Oh no.
$1 tier. So you get exclusive access to the Patreon exclusive Discord. We have the $5 tier. You get all the content from Reddit on Wiki. Let's Start a Cult. Dumbbound Dead. You get John's bonus Kabah episodes. And they're all a week early and ad-free. You can get the $10 tier, which will give you special shout-outs on episodes of Reddit on Wiki. I will read anything that you write. Anything at all. And on top of that, you get bonus content from all of the other Cultivate Podcast Network shows like Yield Crime, Pineapple Pizza Podcast, Weird Distractions, Shots and Thoughts, all that good stuff. For $15, you get all of that, plus you get the back catalog of Shots and Thoughts, because I think today, on the dot, there will be no season one and season two on wherever you get your podcasts. Season one and season two will only be on the Cultivate Podcast Network Patreon, and
Jade's
the shots.
Gonna be so disappointed.
Jade caught up.
Oh,
Jade
she did.
Caught
Jade
up.
Did
shout out to Jade.
Up, yeah,
holy
she
shit.
Caught up.
She burned through so many episodes.
Burned through like 15 episodes in like very quick time. She was tweeting at me again. Jade, making my day when you tweet about it.
We love
but,
Jade.
But yeah, she fucking zoomed past it. I feel
that's
like
impressive.
I feel like last week she was like, "Oh, I'm getting a hang of the new games," and then a few days later, "Oh, the finale." I was like, what the? You are a beast. It's awesome. Shout out to Jade. But yeah, $15 tier, you get our whole back catalog.
I was going to say, I was just talking to Jade earlier, and I'm just like, man, I wish we can clone her as a fan. If we had all our fans like that, just live tweeting us on every episode, that just warms my heart, I think.
Dude, it's so fun.
I feel like someone's actually listening, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, it's not just my wife and...
Oh, your wife listens to your show? Yeah, my wife don't even listen to our shit.
Yeah, my girlfriend stopped too.
After episode two, I don't blame either of your girls for not listening after the fucking Randy Orton, John Cena cookie smut.
That's fair.
You set the bar high.
Yeah. And then on top of that tier, we have the $25 tier, which gets all of the stuff I already talked about, plus... twice a year, we're going to send you merch from any of our shows. And yeah, that's the Patreon breakdown. That's done with the house cleaning. So without further ado.
Did you call it house cleaning?
Yeah, what do you see? Oh, housekeeping?
I mean,
it's same, kind of, same.
I guess.
Same, but same different.
Thing. Same yeah. Different.
John's got to bust my balls on everything, man.
You know.
I was going to say, usually I'm the ball buster. John's out here cracking nuts.
Exactly.
I feel like we're like starter Pokemon. You know what I'm saying? One of us always busts another person's balls.
That's true. I got dibs on fire type.
Oh, that's why you bust me for not being spicy enough.
Yes.
I'm the grass.
Yeah.
Or I'm the water. I don't know which one. Water's cooler, like Squirtle.
Yeah, you like to squirt.
Jesus Christ.
So, oh, well, there's a smut for the week.
Yeah,
there's
we gotta
a smut
have
for
something.
The week. All right, boys, before we get into the episode's topic, what have you guys been up to? It's been 2 weeks since we've seen each other. And
John,
by seeing each other, I mean virtually. Again,
true,
Wikimaniacs,
yeah.
Never met in person. I was in Johnstown. We missed each other. But yeah, what have you guys been doing?
Did you just go on vacation, John?
I did. I actually just got back from Las Vegas.
Shreveport.
And
oh.
Arizona. That was for work purposes. Anyways. Las Vegas, we went there just to hang out. We kind of did more of the outdoor stuff because I do not like Vegas particularly. I'm not much of a night
life type of person, so that doesn't appeal to me as much. So we went and saw like Red Rock Canyon and just a bunch of like different outdoor stuff like outside the city of the strip. And then afterwards, we went on this really, really nice, beautiful tour at the Grand Canyon. We went on the West Grand Canyon side. We did the, it's called the Sky Bridge, where it's pretty much a clear path over the Grand Canyon. Of course, we did the typical like touristy pick. I laid down face first, so I felt like I was flying. I just tinkled just a little bit because I'm scared of heights, but I went through it.
I was about to say.
Yeah. I'm deathly scared of heights, but I still did it.
I'm right there with you.
Dude.
I'm not a fan.
I was in New York and there's a building, like, you know, one of the, you know, top of the rock or I forget what the fuck this one was called. Like maybe Sky's Edge or some shit like that, where they have a clear thing and it's just the streets of New York below you.
Fucking scary.
I was looking over the edge. I didn't step on the clear plastic or glass or whatever it was. I was like, I can't do that, man.
Chicago's like that with Sears Tower. Like you actually go the sky on the side and you're like leaning on that bitch.
Yeah. CN Tower, I think you can do the same thing where you're like outside.
Yeah.
On like a harness or something. I've never been up the CN Tower. I'm deathly afraid.
You're outside?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're outside on the CN Tower.
Oh, shit.
And you're hanging? You have to put a harness on?
Yeah.
No.
It's not called the Edge Walk. Yeah, I'll share my screen.
Hell
not that anyone else can see it, but
great for the podcast listeners.
Yeah. But yeah, you get in these like red jumpsuits and you hang over the edge.
Oh fuck no.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't even do roller coasters that aren't like Disney roller coasters.
Ain't that motherfucker?
That's fucking Drake.
Drake,
bro.
Yeah, that's the Views album, ain't it?
Yeah. That's where they got the picture from.
Oh shit. Okay.
He didn't have a jumpsuit. Drake's wild. It's probably Photoshop.
I'm pretty sure they photoshopped it there. Yeah,
Photoshop. As soon as I said it, I was like, yeah, that's shit Photoshop.
But yeah, man, it was pretty dope. And then we did go to, there's this place called Eagle Point that we got to go to. It actually looked like an eagle. And then we went to this part. I wanted to go to Horseshoe Bend, but it was on the other side. So we went to this place called Guano Point. It's pretty much a cave full of bat shit. And like literally, it's bat shit. They use it for like coal.
Don't you know how COVID started?
Exactly. So that was probably the origins of it. And then me and the wife like went to this kind of hike above Guano Point where it overlooks 360 degree view of the Grand Canyon. And it's amazing, man. It looks so fake, but just you know, blessed for the opportunity like to see a few of the wonders of the world, whether it's natural or man-made. And my bucket list is to complete all that. So I'm five down, many to go.
Wait, can you name some of the other, name a couple other ones that you want to go to?
I definitely want to go to Petra in Jordan. I definitely want to see the, I think it was Rio de Janeiro, the big Jesus. I'm not a religious guy, but definitely want to see Acropolis. I want to see, and I think Sean, after hours, I think you mentioned like Ryan is going to Machu Picchu. That's a goal of mine as well. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, man, there's so much places that I want to visit, and hopefully I don't die before that happens and actually make it work.
I just saw a TikTok speaking about Machu Picchu. Some dude did like a round trip. I don't know where he's at originally, but he did a round trip to Peru and it was like $380.
Oh,
damn.
And that, yeah, round trip. I think he said it was so cheap that that $380 included like food and stay. He stayed at like hostels and shit where it's super cheap.
Oh,
but, damn. But he was like, yeah, I ate cheap food and stayed at a cheap hostel, but like $380 for international trip is pretty unbeatable.
Well, it's probably like I was going to say the currency there, American dollars are probably worth way more, right?
So yeah,
it'd be just cheaper that way as well. Just like visiting Canada.
Yeah, third world country Canada.
Yeah. Hey, we were first on the best place to live, which
yeah, I don't doubt you. I'm talking shit, but
yeah, no, I'm jealous.
Issues with that list, but
I'm big jealous. Couldn't continue, John.
Sorry, couldn't be worse.
But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. Like, you know, I just love the opportunity to travel, and I actually got to spend time with my in-laws too. So that was pretty dope. I get along with them really well. So it was pretty awesome. It was just a nice, relaxing trip. And I think I mentioned last episode, I felt really guilty because I'm usually, I guess I'm a workaholic.
You mentioned this in a future episode.
Oh, future episode. Yes, 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 yes. But I'm quite a bit a workaholic. I am usually awake wee hours of the morning and awake like wee hours of the night. So I don't sleep. But
you're trying to change that this year, though, right?
I sleep way more now. I take afternoon naps at times.
I'll be turning my shit off.
Like,
I do afternoon naps all the time.
Yeah, past a certain cutoff time, like, I ain't doing shit.
Nice. That's awesome. That sounds like a good trip. I'm very jealous, obviously.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere.
No. Jesus, rubbing it in, my God.
And you're cold as fuck.
Yeah, what you need to do is get like a an Oculus and then go on your treadmill and you're fucking anywhere, my guy.
It'll feel like I'm right now I just have a TV in front of me, so
I would close. I would use Oculus for all the wrong reasons. Let me just tell you.
Oh no.
Oh God.
5 times a day might get me.
Wikimaniacs think I'm the tainted one here, but truly, I just got stuck with the smut gimmick. I was trying to say gimmick and smut. Smut gimmick.
I do have, so we've kind of talked about, like, I moved to this apartment back in, like, October or whatever. And, how it works is there's two apartments. Like, it's not an apartment. It's like we have our own entrance.
Like a duplex?
Yeah, kind of like that. But there's like people above us.
Mm.
So we have like the main floor and then the basement. And then they have two floors. And then there's another. It's like split. Anyway, it's hard. It's complicated. Anyway, so for the longest time, there was no neighbors above us because they'd just been built and they hadn't sold them yet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it must be like January, like the beginning of January, someone moved in to the place right above us and they are the loudest goddamn people. I swear to God.
Neighbors from hell.
Yeah. They have, I think it's like a child. They have a child of some sort. I've never seen it, but I can hear it.
I've never seen it.
I don't know what like gender.
You say them.
It's the same thing.
It sounds much worse than them.
Oh, kids are it sometimes. So the kid's room is right above my office, and
oh no,
it's either there or the kids. I keep saying it. The kids either not old enough to go to school or is homeschooled. I'm not sure yet because they're always home. And they just stomp all the time. Oh. Like, it's a kid stomping. But that's not the worst of it. I could live with that. You know, during the day, it's fine. Whatever. I throw my headphones on. I listen to podcast or music or a book. Right? It's not a big deal. It's not until 10:30 at night.
Oh, no.
We're lying down. Because my girlfriend teacher, she has to get up, go to school early in the morning. We're lying down in bed, 10:30. And it is just like, that's when they wake up and their living room must be right above us. And she just does, she or he, whatever the kid is, just does laps of the living room. Jesus. And it's like, what the fuck is going on up there? Until 11:30, every night.
I'd beat the shit out of
When do you put your kid to bed?
you don't fucking, have you gotten the broom and done the fucking?
I banged on the walls. Don't know if they hear it. We're going to write them a note because it's unbearable. Like, because we're not going to sleep until like 11:30 midnight. And I get cranky when I don't sleep.
Oh my God.
So that has been, especially when this is like, I can't go anywhere. So I'm here all the time.
Yeah.
It's definitely drives you a little nuts.
I'd throw hands.
So you got to go on a trip. I get to
deal with
lose my mind.
Deal with it.
Yeah, basically. And so how it works too is like there's a split in our apartment above us. So like the one neighbor lives on the one side and the other neighbor lives on the other side. Never hear the other neighbor. They're the quietest people in the world. Mm. And it's so nice. But they're above our living room, which is super inconvenient because we're not there at midnight. So, but yeah. So that's my update.
Whenever I lived in an apartment, I think I was always top floor. So I've never had to deal with annoying people above me.
So this might be the first time I've lived underneath people. It's eye-opening for sure.
I always wonder, like, am I the loud?
First time Josh is a bottom.
Yeah, am I the problem? Oh.
And I hate it. I ain't no bottom bitch.
Top always, baby.
All right. Well, now that we know what we've been up to, we'll hop into this week's episode. 20 minutes in. Whoops, sorry. So I picked this topic because, you know, we're part of the Cultivate family. And, you know, ever since we signed podcasts onto the network, I listen to all the podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Cultivate, Gang Sign,
Gang Gang,
8-8. But, yeah, I started listening to all the podcasts on the, you know, I've mentioned this before, but I'm not the best at listening to the indie podcast thing because I didn't start podcasting until I had already had like a set amount of shows I was listening to. So now that we have podcasts signed to Cultivate, now I'm listening to...
I'm the same way. Like, you call me out all the time for not listening to Shots and Thoughts.
Oh, it's fine.
I listen here and there, but I just have like my set shows that like, even before, like there are some podcasts, like the network I have been listening to a lot more. But man, I have like my set 5 podcasts that release Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's my
playlist.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I feel you. You're not alone in that, but I do like to try and branch out.
Yeah. I've been, ever since we signed the shows onto the network and Cultivate is official, I've been listening to everybody's shows every week. And it helps that fantasy football's over because the shout out fantasy footballers, but they used to do every single, like Monday through Friday, an episode.
Holy shit.
An hour long episode. But they get like, that's their job.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like they like have employees. Like they're fucking doing it.
Goals.
If we got enough Patreons, we'll do it daily too. Fuck.
Dude. I agree with that, bitch. Dude, the fantasy footballers, this is just like, you know, shout out to, they're one of my favorite podcasts, but like they're fucking humongous goals because I think they just started like recording in their bedroom and they did it for their fantasy football league. And then they released it out to the public. It got popular. They got big enough to where they could hire people and they bought out, like they have an office building for all their employees. And then they had so much, then they have so much shit going on with the fantasy footballer stuff that they branched out and made a comedy only, no football podcast since they have time. Since they have other people doing their research and shit, I'm just like,
yeah.
Dude, full time podcasting.
Buy us out, please.
The issue is we could never have an office. It wouldn't work. It'd be like it in the middle somewhere. Like, what do we do in Chicago or something?
We'd have to move to like New York or some shit.
We all fly there. Yeah, New York wouldn't be that far. I think New York's only like
once a month episode batch record for like 12 hours straight.
Shit.
Same room. For 12 hours.
Exactly.
But yeah, I've been listening to all the Cultivate shows recently, and I was listening to a Pineapple, when I first started listening to Pineapple Pizza Pod, like a month or two ago, they talk about cryptozoology a lot, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is that? Like, I know urban legends, I know the other stuff they talk about, but what is cryptozoology? So I found out through listening to what it was, but I thought I'd share with the Wikimaniacs for the other people that are ignorant to the science, pseudoscience, whatever, of cryptozoology. So, John, Josh, what is your experience with cryptozoology? What do you guys know about it?
You want me to take it away?
Go ahead.
I think it's like I feel dragons fall under it. Like, it's like creatures that probably don't exist, but are treated like they exist, maybe. Is that kind of what it is?
Close, close. I mean, okay. Essentially, I think that's what it is from my short research and from listening
and
to...
And that's the episode.
Case solved, actually. So, you know, Patreon, again, $25, $25, $25. John, what do you know about cryptids and cryptozoology?
Cryptids are more of like the legendary type of creatures, not necessarily like pertaining to the... It kind of pertains to some paranormal aspect, but not really. They're more of like a monster. Like, you got your Bigfoots or your Loch Nesses, and they're more of like a folklore.
Would dragon...
Dragons.
Would dragon fall under...
Okay. I mean, a Loch Ness monster is kind of... Dragon-esque. That's true. Yeah, so
I feel dragons are just like the Chinese cryptids, right? Like, that's kind of what they, right? Maybe.
Yeah,
they're like folklore.
They're legends. They're like folklore. They're legends. So
yeah,
I think that falls under a cryptozoology. So I guess it's the pseudoscience of mythical beasts.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. As with all my episodes, I'm going to start with Wiki. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll do some Reddit shit. But, yeah, let's read the Wikipedia. Some Reddit shit. All right, so cryptozoology is the pseudoscience and subculture that searches and studies for unknown, legendary, or extinct animals whose present existence is disputed or unsubstantiated.
Like the clitoris.
Jesus Christ. Holy.
The magical bean.
Sounds like a you problem, Josh.
Just kidding. I found that.
Shots fired.
Just kidding. All right. He bought an apartment and he has land with this woman. I'm sure Josh knows. Fist out to Josh, you know what I'm saying? Fist out to Josh.
Yeah, but don't use that on the clitoris, land, so. Please.
Yeah.
Don't use the fist? Oh,
no,
God.
Don't do that. No.
I gotta go back to the drawing board then.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so particularly those popular in folklore, such as Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, Yeti, the Chupacabra, the Jersey Devil, and or the Mokele... Mbembe. Cryptozoologists refer to these entities as cryptids, a term coined by the subculture. Because it does not follow the scientific method, cryptozoology is considered a pseudoscience by mainstream science. It is neither a branch of zoology nor folklore studies. It was originally founded in the 1950s by zoologist Bernard Huevelmans and Ivan T. Sanderson.
Huevel.
Huevel.
That's the whitest fucking eggs. Name I've ever heard.
It sounded Spanish, like eggs, and then it got German? I don't know.
Bernard Huevos.
Huevelmans.
Oh. It's not German. There's only three German names.
That's true.
So.
Oh, August.
Adolf. Christoph. I forgot about the other one.
Christoph. It was Christoph.
Oh, Christoph. Or Josh. Josh is a popular one.
Is that German?
I don't know. You tell us, my guy.
My last name is German. I don't know if Josh is necessary.
Shill.
It's like biblical.
Joshua is biblical. That's true.
Yeah.
Shackles, nickels.
Jesus.
Where it's come from.
I don't know what you just said, but I don't know either. I think you just cursed in German.
Everyone is very offended.
Yeah, all the Germans just tweeted us. What the fuck?
If that is the singular thing that made the Germans mad from our podcast, that is
problematic. It's and also weird.
It's weird that talk the Nazis every day. But
counter. Well, I guess, shout out to fucking Gratchy. She's actually counting every single time we say Nazis on the show.
I think we broke it though, didn't we?
Oh, last episode.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I don't know if we did.
We're gonna break it in the future.
The last episode or the next episode?
The next episode.
Yeah, the next episode.
I'm just gonna go.
The one
we just
recorded.
I'm just gonna go in there and pre-record something.
Just scream it into the microphone at the beginning.
Just do put it in the what is it? Our disclaimer in the beginning. Just whispered Nazis somewhere. Just constantly Nazis. Nazis, Nazis.
This podcast talks about Nazis.
There it is.
And that's how we don't get monetized on YouTube ever.
Fantastic. All right. So the terminology, history, and approach of cryptozoology. Go through a brief history of this. As a field, cryptozoology originates from the works of Bernard Hoevelmans, a Belgian zoologist, and Ivan T. Sanderson, a Scottish zoologist.
Yep.
Hoevelmans published On the Track of Unknown Animals, which is a landmark work among cryptozoologists that was followed by numerous other similar works. Sanderson released a series of books that were pretty similar, including The Abominable Snowman, A Legend Come to Life. So, essentially, they started all that in the 1950s to 1960s, and then they termed the cryptozoologist J.E. Wall coined the term cryptid in 1983 in the summer issue of the International Society of Cryptozoology newsletter.
Ooh.
Essentially, Wall said, "It suggests that new terms be coined to replace sensational and often misleading terms like monster. My suggestion is cryptid, meaning a living thing having the quality of being hidden or unknown, describing those creatures which are or may be subjects of cryptozoology investigation." All right, so.
When was this again, sorry?
Cryptid, that newsletter and that term was coined in 1983.
Okay, so. Well after I would have expected. I was like, oh, this is like 1800s, 1700s. They don't know. Like, they don't have satellites or anything like that.
They're just they blame people as witches back then.
Yeah. Everyone's just a witch back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds like white people with too much time on their hands. I'm not going to lie. Yeah,
Belgians and just European. I wonder where J.E. Wall is from, but even though he coined the term cryptid, he is not popular enough to have his own Wikipedia page.
Mm.
So
suck that's it.
Suck it, J.E.
He's going to haunt our ass now.
Yeah.
But I hope he's still alive. 83 is not that long ago.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
So while biologists regularly identify new species, cryptozoologists often feature on creatures from folklore record. Most famously, these include the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, the Chupacabra, as well as other, quote, imposing beasts that could be labeled as monsters, end quote. Mm. So in their search for these entities, cryptozoologists may employ devices such as motion-sensitive cameras, night vision equipment, audio recording equipment. I noticed on the Reddit, on the cryptozoology subreddit, a lot of people complain that all videos of cryptids are shot with potatoes, or
it's true.
They're fucking.
That's my main. Or they're
pixelated.
Fucking concerned.
Yeah, they're fucking running around or zooming in and out, and it's never solid. And
listen,
in a day of age where everybody has a 4K camera in their phone,
must be
everyone has TikTok. Everyone has TikTok.
You know how to use a camera. Exactly. Are we far away enough from Spider-Man Far From Home? Or No Way Home to talk about it?
To be fair,
yes.
Actually,
yes.
I've never even watched the first.
John, you're not ever going to watch it, so it doesn't fucking matter if I spoil it.
Yeah.
Wikimaniacs, just a quick maybe 3 minutes, but maybe
spoilers.
Even 1 minute.
You haven't even spoiled it for Shots and Thoughts yet.
They won't let me. I just got the go ahead from Josh.
I don't want to get canceled for that.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just telling you to skip ahead a few minutes.
Just skip ahead a couple minutes. If you don't want to hear Spider-Man,
this is
going
to be very quick at literally 15
maybe.
Seconds. But
maybe I might have stuff to say.
In the movie, they fucking the guys that come from the other universes are being found out through TikTok and social media. So
yeah,
in a day and age where it's so easy to film something on your phone, you would think cryptids would be pretty easy to catch.
Yeah, and we have like satellite imagery of the entire earth. Like you're telling me they haven't found anything yet?
Exactly.
To be fair, most fight videos on WorldStar are as the same quality.
But also WorldStar was when fucking potatoes were cameras. You know what I mean? Like WorldStar
is WorldStar popular?
No, there's no way it's still popular.
I don't think so.
But I mean, that's, I guess.
That was 2014. World. I guess cameras weren't still. I don't know. But
yeah, they were definitely worse. But
yeah, they were definitely worse than now. But we have 4K cameras. I mean, maybe the service isn't great where you're finding the cryptids. You know what I'm saying? But
let's put that shit on your drafts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like you should be able to find a way.
Yeah, I agree.
But back on Wikipedia, while there have been attempts to codify cryptozoological approaches, unlike biologists, zoologists, botanists, and other academic disciplines, however, quote,
botanists.
There are botanists.
Yeah, it's botanists.
There you go. I didn't say okay. It this time around.
Yeah, I had to do it.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Good to know y'all. Y'all betters have my back. You know what I mean?
Well, I was gonna leave it alone, but whatever.
Leave it alone. Quote: there are no accepted, uniform, or successful methods for pursuing cryptids. End quote. Some scholars have identified precursors to modern cryptozoology and certain medieval approaches to the folklore record, and the psychology behind cryptozoology approach has been a subject of academic study. Essentially, the rest of this is just explaining that real scientists really want nothing to do with cryptozoology. And I think it's the rest of the Wikipedia page is essentially saying, oh, it's fun to talk about, but let's not really fucking believe this stuff.
That's fair.
Or the vibes that Wikipedia is giving. Yeah, so that's Wikipedia, the cryptozoology page on Wikipedia. Thoughts? What I mean, it sounds like we're all on the same page. Ooh. It sounds like we're all on the same page of this being just fun stuff, but truly the people that dedicate.
Well, I know John is more into the paranormal and cryptids and stuff. What do you think, John?
Maybe Josh and I are just skeptic.
I believe in that bitch, okay? Wholeheartedly. Right. There's no way.
Did you fall into that anthill or whatever?
What's that? Yeah.
Wait, which one?
That story where I kicked the fucking anthill and I got like haunted pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Like to me, there's so much things that can't be explained. No matter how much technology that we have. You're telling me that there might be some creatures in a fucking Mariana Trench right now that could like literally devour us. For all Megalodon is
there
too.
Deep sea cryptids, yeah. I'm all about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that shit could exist. Bigfoot, we would have seen that guy.
Really? But there's like lush forests, like in, you should know Canada, like north of Canada, there ain't shit there. It's probably hard to fucking find things.
There's a lot of bears, which could be confused as something else.
I mean,
you know?
I mean,
that's what I lean towards. I lean towards, you know, a lot of people are dumb. I'm gonna say as one of them. And if I saw something out of the corner of my eye and I was like, I don't know, back in the early 1900s, I'd be like, that looked like a furry person.
I will say, though, it is interesting that there are Bigfoots of all, like in all cultures.
Difference,
everybody kind of has a Bigfoot. But then again,
but there's bears in every cult, like in every... Like there's Asian bears, you know. There's North American bears, you know.
But bears don't have big feet, my guy. I'm talking.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That could have evolved out of something else. You know what I mean? Like, you see a furry thing, maybe you start telling tales, and you know.
That's true.
Bears' feet are pretty big too. Grizzly bears are fucking huge.
But they're not like, they're round. You know, they're not like shaped like a.
But if you see something in the grass, you're not seeing its feet. You're seeing the body, right?
Yeah, truly, I'm still a skeptic, but I'm trying to open it up for the people that believe.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
no,
what
no.
I'm saying?
I get you.
I'm a believer as fuck.
Look,
that's fair.
I just had the fucking called out for thinking the Denver airport is the Illuminati home base. So I'm the last one to judge anybody on believing if cryptids exist or not.
No, you know what? I
believe
agree.
In. Specifically deep sea ones just because they're deep sea.
All
but
I'm
besides
saying
that.
That there's somewhere out there in the Appalachians or whatever it lures or roams around, there's a thick ass king of a cryptid named Mothman flying around with his big booty.
Bro, we're going to get into this when we get into the second half with Reddit. But yeah, there's borderline too much Mothman content on Reddit.
Oh, there's lust for Mothman. There's a lot. A thick kid. Yeah.
I typed in, I was trying to find the top post for cryptozoology. Mothman. And half of it is fucking Mothman shit. They fucking love Mothman.
Mm-hmm. It's that ass that won't quit.
I'll say this, though. As far as like pseudoscience goes, this is like the most harmless one.
This is the most fun pseudoscience.
So, agreed.
This is agreed. Much better than fucking horse medicine in your veins.
Or skull pseudoscience, where you can tell how smart or dumb people are based on their skull.
Or flat earth science, pseudoscience. Yeah.
So it is less harmful and it is fun. Like, it's good stories at bare minimum, which is like, it's fun. It's fun to listen to the stories and speculate. So I'm all in on that part. I don't necessarily believe it, though. Shout out to
Pineapple Pizza Pod. They had a cryptid episode where they talked about something called a not deer. Mm-hmm. And I was fucking dying of laughter just thinking of this thing being in existence. This is a deer with human hands, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, God. It has human hands. And I listened to it when it came out, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but do they say human teeth on the not deer? I don't know.
It was a human-like feature.
It was a human-like deer, essentially. And I can't get the picture of a deer with human hands, dude. It's fucking disgusting to think about.
Throw hands.
What was the Philippines one Aswang? That you talked about in Aswang?
Yeah. The white lady?
No, I was thinking about the centaur thing.
Oh, Tikbalang.
Oh, yeah.
The backward centaur.
Tikbalang, yeah. Them motherfuckers are real, too. Shit.
Well, they're going to be hunting me down because I just called them backward centaur.
Right.
Nah, they got to be looking in the mirror being like, I do be facts, though.
It's fair, yeah. I'll rip up clothing to piss them off or whatever it is I had to do.
All right, you gotta wear your shirt inside out. That's what you gotta
do. That's it.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. Inside out.
I'll just be ripping clothes. They'll be like, I don't give a fuck.
Turn that bitch inside out, though. Is that the tag? Oh, fuck.
Hell, I work from home. Sometimes I wear stuff inside out. It doesn't matter.
All right, well, that's it for this half. We'll hit a quick ad break, and then we'll be right back. And we're back. What's up, guys? We are back with it. It's time to get into the Reddit section of Reddit on Wiki. I found some quick things I found on Reddit. I want to get past these, and then I want to play a game. So
Ooh.
I'm going to go through these. Yeah, I'm doing a game instead of smut because you guys, the Twitter voters said the smut is not what they're here for. So... I'll take you at word value until you complain and shout to the rooftops, but here we go. On the cryptozoology subreddit from user Raging X Marmoset, they said, I found this in a Walmart parking lot, and then it's a bumper sticker. It says, Mothman is real, and then underneath in tiny text it says, I know because we made out, and he is a gentle and caring lover.
Oh, my God.
Dude. That sounds like a Walmart license plate.
Oh, man.
If you were to find it anywhere, it'd definitely be there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was from, this was the top comment from Humbabwe, kind of similar to what Josh was trying to say last Akuna episode.
Matata?
Yeah, yeah. Habimbawe. They posted, this reminds me of a Bigfoot sign I saw recently. And then the sign is, in this house, we believe Bigfoot is real. I'm going to kiss him. He will be my lover. I will be the little spoon. Me and Bigfoot will fuck, and you can't stop us.
Oh, my God.
That is a yard sign for $39.99. I don't know who would buy that. I don't know whose HOA would allow that, but this is a real product. It does exist, and yeah.
What is wrong with fucking? Oh my God!
Maybe I'll set it up so my upstairs neighbor can see it.
There you go. Hey kid, look at this shit. Oh God.
Hey kid,
don't stop stomping. He's crazy. Like you're Bigfoot. Oh God, what is with all the like the, people the lust, fuck
lust yeah. Oh my god,
it's kind of giving me like furry vibes.
I was gonna say.
Which that like, would be a fun episode as well. We should that one would require smut. There would definitely have to be smut for that
we
one.
Need a, I think we need smut. A guest for that. And make them as uncomfortable guest. As possible.
Wickamaniacs, if you are we want somebody not into it. Okay.
Me. I'm not into it.
So I was about to say, I want somebody who is very aroused
by who is too into it.
Oh my god. Okay. So shout out to Reddit user Bedroom Cassette. They posted this. They posted, sometimes it's the obvious answer to a cryptid's identification. And it's an article from Metro Lifestyle. It reads, rescuers learn that the exotic bird they found was actually just a seagull covered in curry. And it's a big seagull that's orange as fuck from head to toe? Claw? I don't know.
Talons?
Talon? That's the word.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh,
okay, and then here is a shout out to Reddit user Sater Squarepants. They said, the Jersey Devil, which originated in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey in the early 18th century, was originally described as having a horse's head, bat wings, cloven hooves, and a serpent's tail.
Yo.
Regarding the famous Jersey Devil sightings of 1909, Lauren Coleman and Ivan T. Sanderson, oh, the guy that made all the shit, offered the explanation that they were part of an elaborate real estate hoax used by developers as a boogeyman figure to frighten residents into selling their properties at lower prices, aka cryptid gentrification.
Jesus Christ.
So
that's some fucked up capitalism if I've ever heard.
Yeah, we were talking about how harmless and fun cryptozoology is, but I guess anything could... truly anything could be used to fearmonger and gentrify. Like,
also, I just had you know, when you realize something and you're so dumb, you've just made a connection to something. I just realized why they're called the New Jersey Devil hockey team. It's like, oh, fuck.
I didn't know that until I read this too. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. As soon as you're reading it, I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. That just makes sense. I don't know why I never thought about it.
That is pretty cool that they have a straight up hockey team named after a cryptid.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a guy whose football team is just the Texans.
Yeah, that's the most boring.
The fucking worst football. We had, I think the final options were like Apollos, a bunch of space themed things, Toros, Apollos, cooler shit. And then they voted Texans.
You want to talk about dumb sports teams' names? So we have the Montreal Canadiens, so that's, you know, self-explanatory.
Oh, we're on the same vibes then.
Same vibe for that, but the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Maple Leaf is not a scary symbol.
It is an iconic logo, though. I can't shit on them too much because the logo is iconic, but...
But that's just because they're like... really popular. It's not necessarily the logo, you know what I mean?
But yeah. Why is there a color blue, though? Like, that doesn't...
That is also confusing.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make it so Canadian-ish.
Yeah, I don't actually know why, but Toronto is like... I think blue when I think Toronto for some reason. But
the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
See, that makes sense, because it's actually
the Toronto
blue.
Argonauts, which is our CFL team.
Oh, yeah,
blue.
The Argonauts. They look like the Oilers, I think.
The
Houston Tennessee. Oilers was our former football team.
Until they moved to Tennessee. Like,
and then they moved the to Oilers Tennessee. Hockey team.
Yeah, I should do a whole episode on the fucking Oilers Tennessee Titans. They took the franchise to Tennessee, and hanging in their stadium is a bunch of banners for players that never played in Tennessee or played for the Titans. It's a bunch of the Houston legends Oilers. Hanging in Tennessee. It's some fucking bullshit, bro.
The Winnipeg Jets did that because they moved to, I think they became the Atlanta Thrashers, who then became Calgary Flames, maybe? I don't know who. Anyway, but then Winnipeg came from another team, and then they're just like that our franchise that has nothing to do with us anymore. That's the same. We're the same.
Yeah, it's some fucking it's like, bullshit.
No, you're not, you fuckers.
Oh, awful. Anyway, I fucking hate the Titans.
Way off topic.
Anyways, I found a quick reference for North American cryptids. So we're talking all three countries. We got, we'll start from south to north. Yeah, south to north. You guys let me know if you guys have heard of these. All right, so we got the Chupacabra, classic. You know that one. The Swamp Ape. The Lake Worth Monster. The Skinwalker.
Oh, I know Skinwalker.
I've heard of that one.
Skinwalker, yes.
Oklahoma Octopus.
Yes.
The so stupid. Mogollon Monster. You got a bunch of lake monsters here. We got some. We got Tessie. We got Bear Lake Monster. We got Charlie. We got Champ. Some of the, we got the Thunderbird. We have the Shunka Warakin. The Bat Squatch. That sounds crazy.
That sounds sick.
Right next to the Sasquatch. Makes sense. We have the Beast of Bray Road, the Ozark Howler, the Pope Lick Monster, Mothman, everyone's favorite.
Pope Lick.
The King.
Did you say Pope Lick?
I did say Pope Lick Monster. That is very problematic sounding. And
going to jail.
Yeah. Not great name for that one. Right next to the Jersey Devil, of course.
Nice.
You got Frogman. You got
the Dover.
You got the Dover Demon, and then in Canada we got more lake monsters. Alaska Lake Monster. We have the Iliamna Lake Monster in Alaska. That's the last American one. Well, let's jump into Canada. We got Shiswagi, Agopogo.
Yeah, that's in British Columbia.
Oh, nice. Turtle Lake Monster, I imagine by Turtle Lake.
Where's Turtle Lake is, at? But...
No, oh, I don't know.
I'll look it up.
To be honest, I do not know the provinces of Canada, and I apologize.
Saskatchewan.
But to be fair, I don't even know all the... I know the states, but if I point at fucking... I don't fucking know. Where's Carolina? You know what I'm, where's North and South Carolina? You know what I'm saying? It's
somewhere.
I don't fucking know. Montana, all those square shaped ones. They're all the same to me. I don't fucking know.
So that's the Turtle Lakes in Saskatchewan, which is the worst province. Cause it just looks like they drew it in. It's straight lines.
It is straight lines. That is fucking, that's Montana of Canada.
Of Canada.
Well, there's a quote.
They got the Manipogo, which I guess is a cousin of the Ogopogo.
Ooh.
And then they got some other kind of monsters that aren't... Oh, wait, I forgot this one. The Memphrey, another lake monster.
Nice.
Now we're getting outside of the lake, some land monsters for Canada. We got the Adlet, we got the Wahila, and we got the Wendigo. I've heard of Wendigo.
Wendigo, yes.
Yeah.
All right, and then very quick, through the world cryptids, all right, we have... Oh... Does it say where it's from? Are these places? I guess. We have Alien Gray from Zeta Reticuli. We have the Bat Squatch from Washington. We have Chupacabras from Central, South, and North America. We got the Death Worms in Mongolia.
Ooh.
The Enfield Monster. Ooh, shout out to Weird Distractions podcast. Yeah. They talked about the Enfield Monster recently.
Yep.
That's in Illinois. They got the Flatwood Monsters in West Virginia. A lot of these are American. I thought this was a world one. A Globster. That's worldwide. A Hellhound.
Globster.
Worldwide.
Heard of Hellhounds. Isn't that Greek mythology, though?
Like, it sounds like it would
Cerberus?
Be. Yeah, like Cerberus.
I don't know.
In South Africa, they have something called the Inkanyamba or Inkanyambo. Jersey Devil from New Jersey, of course. Messi from Scotland, or Nessie from Scotland.
Oh, it's like Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi. Mothman. We can't speak enough about Mothman. The Frogman. King. You love to see that.
Riveting.
The Kraken from Greenland.
Oh, the Seattle Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that logo is fucking badass. I love the Kraken.
Their colors are nice too.
The colors are nice too. You got the Opogo. We've talked about that. The Jump Pope Lick Monster made it on the world list. Kentucky. Queensland Tiger from Australia.
Okay.
You have Reptilians Alpha Draconis.
I'm aware.
No location. Yeah, the fucking I'm aware. Jesus Christ. Sasquatch, North America. The Wendigo, North America. The CCZU, China. The Thunderbird, America.
It's the most American sounding cryptid.
Yeah, right.
Thunderbird.
The Thunderbird.
Pontiac Thunderbird.
Freedom.
From the Himalayas, you got the Yeti. Super popular. The Atlantic Ocean, you got something called this font was a bad font. not going to lie. It's very hard to read this, so apologies if I've mispronounced any of these. I take no blame. I blame this person. This is the Zaratan, and then the Umdelebi from South Africa, and then the Soviet Union, which is not a thing anymore.
They're building it back.
Yeah, they're building it back. They're trying.
Steve Rogers, send Steve Rogers back, please.
We need him.
Cap.
Voronezh Giant. Okay, and that was from a Reddit user. I don't know if they made this artwork, but they're the ones who posted it, so they're the ones getting credit. Altruism 7, shout out to you. Nice. If you designed this, while the font is pretty, it is very hard to read.
Very altruistic of you to do that.
Boo.
Nice.
I wasn't making a pun. I'm just telling them that you fucking did the work.
Okay, so that's everything from Reddit. I'm going to try and do this. It's called the Wiki Speed Run. I told the guys about it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
shit.
Shout out to Ryan from my other podcast, Shots and Thoughts. He sent it to me and said, y'all should do this. So, Ryan, if you're listening, which I doubt because you don't listen to our own show, but if you are, we're doing it, my guy. We're fucking doing it. So what I'm going to do is you guys will pick your favorite cryptid of the ones we've listed. And then I'm going to get a random brand generator, so a brand name, anything. And then you guys will try and go from the Wikipedia of the cryptid to the Wikipedia page of the brand name.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Do you want us to go one at a time so we can read out what we're doing?
One at a time so you can read out your technique and what you're trying to do here. Okay. For the YouTubers, we can fucking share screen on this, whoever's going first. But yeah, John or Josh, who wants to go first?
I don't know what the fuck is happening, but let's do it.
Oh, yeah. So Josh kind of knows.
So Josh should go first then.
So you can go ahead first.
Okay. I will share my screen.
Nice.
And I chose the Ogopogo, you know, gotta go.
Gotta represent.
Represent Canada. Drake would be proud.
So I pulled up the random brand generator here, and we're going to go from the Opogo to generate.
Have we explained the rules? Do you want me to? Go ahead. You're the host.
I'll explain. So what we're doing here is on Wikipedia, Wikimaniacs, if you've never learned it, when you're on a Wikipedia page, there will be, there will be hot links to other Wikipedia pages. So we're trying to go from one Wikipedia page and click on words on each page that will take us to the word we want to get to. Does that make sense? Is that a suffice description of what's happening, Josh?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So for people viewing on YouTube, I don't know when we're putting these on YouTube, but we have the capabilities now. Josh is sharing a screen, but for the podcast listeners, which is most of our Wikimaniacs, Josh will explain what he's trying to do as he does it. So he's going to go from the Wikipedia page of a pogo and try to see how long it'll take him to get to the Wikipedia page for Ugg. As in Ugg boots. That's what was auto-generated.
Okay, that is difficult, I think.
I believe
all
in
right.
you.
All right. So, all right.
Take it away, Josh. The time starts now.
Starting on Ogopogo, let's look.
I can't do this.
Man. let's go. Jesus. What we got? We got Canada here. They have... Let's go Canada. Let's see if we can't narrow it down.
I believe
there's gonna
I
be
believe.
A lot here. North America, United States.
Yeah, maybe go United States.
God damn.
This is Canada. On TikTok. While Josh is looking on TikTok, this man does. I think I forget what words he did, but he did this game, and it took him 30 seconds to fucking speed run through this.
Oh my God,
I imagine it's going to take us much, much longer.
30 there's minutes no, each?
So much longer.
Yeah, this is this man's TikTok content. So he's lots of practice. This is our first time going into it.
Do you think First Nations would lead me to Uggs? Like Ugg they're kind of like moccasins.
So hint, Ugg boots are an American brand and they are kind of like moccasins. You could go boots, you can go footwear.
Yeah, I'm gonna go boots, I'm gonna go First Nations, see if we can't find moccasins. Can I control F?
Yeah, you can control F. There's the only rule is you have to click from page to page.
Moccasins. Okay, we're on a roll here.
Here we go. Moccasins. There we go.
Deer skin. Can we see sheer leather? Okay, that's not what we want. Toe buckle. Box work boot, maybe work boot.
Work boot would be good.
Combat boot, footwear.
Maybe fashion. You can go from like leisure. Oh, fashion. There you go.
Oh, but I think footwear is probably the best.
Footwear's good. All right, so we're on the Wikipedia page for footwear now. That is an erotic photo of some socks. Strange Wikipedia photo. Don't know why there's a foot pic on that Wikipedia page.
Maybe you go to boots.
I
think he was at the Wikipedia page for boots.
Was I?
No, there's like some.
Oh no, you're at moccasins.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, go. Oh, there we go. Boots.
Oh.
Is there fashion boots?
There is just boots.
Nice.
No, I feel I was just here.
Yeah, I feel like you were at the boot page. Fashion fetish use? Oh my god.
Is there fetish use? Oh god.
Am I reading that correctly? It looks like it says fetish use.
Riding, where's it at? Foot wraps, wanders, Gore-Tex.
Fashion and fetish. Am I making things up?
Boot fetishism. Yep, there's definitely that.
Yeah, there
that.
It is.
didn't know we were going smut here, Sean.
Yeah, I didn't. It finds its way to me, unfortunately.
What are gum boots? Oh, not that.
What? I mean, it doesn't help that we are not fashionable enough. Or no, Uggs are not fashionable enough for us to know.
What they're
them,
called.
Really. Yeah. Uggs are definitely boots. They're ugly.
Only fashion. Tom Brady, the only male that could pull that off.
No, not even Tom Brady.
Hey, man, Tom Brady could pull anything off.
Maybe we can get to fashion. I don't know.
We'll try fashion.
I'm at a loss with the boots.
Yeah, we might be taking an L on this one off the bat.
I might have to, yeah.
Take an L.
All right, we're in fashion.
I'm just not seeing a way how to get to
Uggs. That's hard, dude.
How to get to a brand?
Hard. Yeah.
You know what? We got from Ogopogo to boots, so I feel like that's
true.
That's pretty fucking close. We're in the ballpark. I'm like, taking that as a win.
You're doing way better than I possibly could.
I will say boots is good. Boots is good. Okay. You got boots, the boots in right. fashion, yeah. Footwear. We got the weird erotic sock photo. I think we did it.
I don't feel like I won, but we'll go. We'll go with it. Right.
I'm just saying you're gonna win because I feel like that's closer than what we're gonna get with John.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Well, it depends. If he gets like Coca-Cola, I feel.
Well, I mean, that's true. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing, so we'll figure it out. So I'm sharing my screen.
Yeah. Which cryptid are you gonna go with, my guy?
Let's do Oh shit. Let's do can you see it?
You doing everyone's favorite Mothman, or do you have your own personal favorite?
Yeah, let's go Mothman.
Nice.
All right, we're going to the Wikipedia page of Mothman. All right, your word, generate. Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's. Mm. Oh, my God. So let's go to...
Those are both American. I feel like that'll be least a little easier to get to.
Let me go to United States, if they have it.
I would imagine it'd be here.
You got to think.
It's not a clickable thing, though.
Just hit West Virginia, and then you can get to America from there.
Sure. Let's hit West Virginia, but really trying to go to... You can't really pick it.
West Virginia.
Here we go.
I have no idea what I'm doing. So
you got it.
We're just clicking from link to link. Let me see.
There's gotta be. It's right there.
How is there not a clickable link for United States?
There's none for ice cream. I was trying to look it up.
My man's just trying to cheat right away.
Hell yeah. So, yeah.
Can you really not find United States?
It doesn't let you
click on it.
No.
Well, like, could doesn't. You, is there, there's mountain states.
Let's go with, there you go. Let's go with United States.
There you go.
Where were you looking?
I couldn't find it. So,
okay, what state is Ben and Jerry's in? That's
I have no idea.
That's a great question.
That's where.
So for food, ice cream.
There we go.
Oh,
ice cream.
You're on.
Here we go.
You're
we're fucking
it.
In there.
Where's
Control America? Ben,
there's no Ben and Jerry.
There's no
there.
For
Ben and Jerry, I found it.
Oh,
let's
shit.
Let's go.
Ben and Jerry's, baby. We did it.
Hell yeah.
That's a dub. That's a fucking dub.
Let's get it.
You'll love to see it.
That was quick, too.
That was quick. That was pretty good.
That wasn't 30 seconds, but if I found the U.S. much faster, I probably would have gotten it faster.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's that replaced the smut for me. And until further, smut will be very, unless you guys tell me otherwise. I know. One of our patrons, Gabby, was into the smut, so I don't want to completely shut out smut. You know, because patron. You know, that's you're really proving how big of a Wikimaniac you are by being a patron. So, I mean, I'm gonna do smut, just not every episode. It was really taking a lot out of my soul. So
wasn't that because it was taking a lot from us too.
I was gonna say
as much as I enjoyed the embarrassment of you guys, whenever I was a part of it, I was like, yeah, this is bad. I don't like saying I don't really like saying all these words.
Pussy cocks.
Oh my god. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. A little inside joke is that before every episode I say, I think this is gonna be a short one. And here we are.
Over an hour
into this. So that's it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. And shout out to all of our family on the Cultivate Podcast Network. Make sure to listen to their shows. If you need any information on that, you can follow us at Cultivate Network on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. And that's Cultivate, CULTIV, the letter 8. You know the vibes. Peace out. Later.
See ya.
Oh, I forgot about this. Here we go.
Expert in fucking, I don't know.
With great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.